Paul Duane's Irish folk horror film, All You Need Is Death, is now playing in select theaters and on digital from XYZ Films. Beyondfest says, "You'll never be able to hear another folk tune without shivering in fear." David Jenkins of Little White Lies calls it grimly refreshing and confident. You can tell that everyone involved in the making really understood and appreciated the assignment. Watch the genuinely horrifying All You Need Is Death, available everywhere you buy movies.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's your girl, Jazz the 40 Ounce Connoisseur.
And it's Cat Daddy, and my shoulders are moving in circles.
Girl, I almost forgot who I was. I'm like, that's what my brain is made of. Mush. But I'm dashing through these holes in a one-horse open sleigh.
This is so amazing.
Over the trap we go. Extendo.
Extendo and AK. I want you to know I have already played that song several times. At the time recorded it, it should probably, I don't know when's the appropriate time to start. I've been listening to that East Atlanta Santa shit all the time.
Listen, now I don't know if those are the lyrics, but that's what I decided to say.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't really be knowing the lyrics. I'll be just saying stuff that sound like it might be, it would fit, possibly, not sure.
I'm sending real lyrics for you later. The actual lyrics for the song, you know, we talking about is basically Sir Gucci Man talking about how he's selling that work. Politely.
Yeah, of course. Politely.
To the best song.
With the fucking bells.
Rah, rah, rah. I'm like, yes! I love the song.
And right now was on that jack too. When I'm right now, I was like, okay, you know what? That was a good mixtape. Not gonna lie, wonderful for Christmas time. Wonderful to drink Dirty Nog too.
I think both was also on that tape, but yeah, we're not talking.
That's the song I was talking about. I think I called it something else.
Oh, I knew the song you was talking about. But I was gonna let that fly because that's also my song. But even though it was a whole nother tape, we always linked up.
You know, hey, listen to East Atlanta Santa. That's all I got to say. Get you some Dirty Nog or some regular Nog or, you know, one of those fun Starbucks Dirty drinks Nog. If you're going to get them. Because, you know, I don't drink a lot of Starbucks, but that peppermint, let me tell you something, hits every single time. But we are doing Home for the Holidays Part 3. Yep. So that means there's a Part 1 and a Part 2. If you want to scroll on back to December of 2020 and then 2020
and 2019.
Jesus. Well, we've watched some things in between, but you know, holiday horror is a little tight, just a little niche, so you know it was hard to find new movies to watch, but I found some new movies. There were movies I watched in between, and then also there was a lot of trash.
I mean, okay, so two things. Yes, there was a lot. I feel like we at the bottom of the basket.
Bottom.
And it's getting a little, it's like,
getting sticky
shit.
In here. Getting real sticky, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But, there were a couple of them that weren't too horrible. I found some ones that I haven't seen before. I found a whole lot that I eventually want to check out, especially some new ones that are coming out at the time of us recording this. That we can't, I mean, that obviously we ain't see it yet, because by the time y'all hear this, it's going to already be out. So hopefully by the time that y'all hear the things, we can talk about the other shit. So I'm really excited to do that. But boy, oh boy, the pickings is slim, bro.
The pickings is slim, okay? But, you know, I will touch on a few from back in the backpack. Not all of them. You got to go back and listen to episodes. But there's some that I just like, hey, watch the movie. I get real aggressive and I want you to press play. And I just feel like Christmas horror is very special. The Christmas lights, the decorations, sometimes the fun kills with Christmas items. It's beautiful. It's just like joyous, but then bloody. It's just like a snack that's salty and sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice combo. Okay. Because then you think it's going to be like a bunch of ho-ho-ho, and you like, damn, this is a bunch of bullshit. I mean, yeah, they ho-ho-hoing, but they also like stabby-stabby. So yeah, I'm having a good time where someone's getting ran over by some reindeers or, you know, it's crunk. I don't know. Sometimes I think that people forget to have fun, right? Like, I think that we're just so wrapped up on what things are supposed to look like instead of, like, we always say, just suspend your disbelief. Just, like, pull up and have fun. I think also, like, I can't speak for everybody, but for people who usually spend a lot of their time analyzing things or, like, because they have to do comparison or notes and other stuff, I think we also, too, forget to just pull the fuck up and have fun. And maybe this ain't your bag at all, and that's okay. But to say that you're not going to find, like, a holiday horror that's just like, you ain't even seen them all, baby, like, you don't even know what's going on. I guarantee if you ain't see Santa, somebody need to go ahead and see Santa Jaws.
Listen, that's one right there. Santa
classic.
Jaws.
Classique.
And it's on Amazon Prime, I think, for free. But I feel like it's not just there. It's in other places. You can find Santa Jaws. It is worth, and if you have to pay for it, I think it's worth the money. Yes. And you can find them on anywhere that's streaming. I pay the $1.99, $2.99, because it's not going to be like a $3.99, $4.99 movie. It is a low budget gem. And the premise is this little boy, he drawing this comic book with this shark, and shark got like Christmas stuff going on with it. And then, of course, the shark presents itself in real life. That is the movie. That's all you need to know. Okay. If you like shark movies and you like Christmas, I think this is for you. And this is for me, because I'm like, I like Christmas horror. I love shark movies, even the ones with multiple heads. Yes, the ones, even when they put the motherfuckers in tornadoes, even when they put them on the sand. I love shark movies, bitch. So I'm like, a Christmas shark, bitch. Sign me up. I am in the front row. Hi.
But the time they made him pop out the Ouija board, though. Woo, okay. Sometimes you gotta be able to laugh. And you have to.
And I mean, that's what we're in the jolly spirit. You should be in here, you know, again, having some dirty nog with your family, sitting here watching. Yes, if you can, or with a friend or with yourself, you know, and watch a Christmas horror movie like Santa Jaws, or of course, a cult favorite, Gremlins. We have an episode on Patreon, I think, on Gremlins. So, I think it's there. Mm, yeah. Yep. It's a good time. The first one is, I think, better than the second one, but they're both a little silly. So be prepared for fun. Watch those.
Absolutely, yes. And we told y'all before, we're going to tell you again, you need to press play on Santa Jaws. I don't know how many fucking times I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you again.
Twice.
One more again. Like, just all the things. As we were saying, like, the pickings. Woo! There was literally some titles. There were some titles that I was like, okay. And there were some titles where I was just like, all right, girl. I don't know if I'm going to get that time back.
You won't, because I won't either. It's gone.
That's all
I did that for y'all. Okay. Because some of these movies you don't have to press play on, baby. I'm going to let you know right now. And there's not a lot of there's not a lot of movies that I have watched where I actively tell people do not watch them. Or like, you know what? You're not going to have a good time. A Christmas Sleigh is one of them. I don't know if that's a movie you got to see. Christmas Sleigh or Christmas Sleigh something. It's a killer Santa Claus, and he is literally the trope of this patient escape from the mental hospital. And literally they've just put a suit on him. That is all. And the depiction of mental illness is really just really stinky. And the quality is bad. And, you know, they made a movie. It was a movie. But I'm not going to tell you to watch this movie. I'm not going to do that. That is like you opening a present and getting cold. I don't think you need to watch that. I think you're okay. You can go the rest of your life.
Not you opening the fucking advent calendar and it's a bunch of bullshit inside. Okay, I am upset. I'm upset. I'm glad I accidentally fell asleep on this film because I felt bad because I was like, damn, I'm trying to. And I literally, bitch, I fell asleep as soon as that motherfucker started because, you know, all my life I've been working. So I was like, oh, good thing I know I ain't missed nothing. I don't have time to see people depicted in that manner because I'm not with the shits. Like, that's not, I'm actually fucking over it. So I don't care if it's an old movie, I don't care if it's a new movie. If I'm tired, I'm cutting this bitch off. I'm over it. I'm not going to give y'all the rest of my little playtime. It's the hap.
No, it's done. You're dead.
You're dead.
Oh my God. Another movie that I wasted my fucking time on was Elves.
Oh, I've seen bits and pieces of that.
I do like that they got Latin people in there. You know, we in here. You know, that's cute. I appreciate that. That's nice. But it's not a good movie. It's just not a good movie. The premise kind of is kind of cool. So I feel like I gave it 1 or 2 stars or 1.5 stars or something. Because I'm like, you know what? First of all, there's not a lot of just straight up white people in here. I appreciate this. Yes. Second of all, I appreciate kind of the premise. Like, there's a naughty list. And if you're on the naughty list, you got to do what the elf tell you to do. Or, you know, you'll get your ass beat pretty much. And I don't mind that. I'm like, this could have been a solid B movie. This could have been a solid B movie, but it wasn't. But they did not have the budget. They some friends got together and said, I got an idea. I'm gonna do this thing. Bet. And I'm like, you know what? Shout out to y'all.
Yep.
It's on streaming. Anyone in the world, well, I don't know about the world, but anyone, at least in the States, I think, can hit play on this movie for free. Shout out to that.
You know what? Shout out to friends coming together and making stuff. You know, sometimes the result is a result, but also, like, shout out to camaraderie.
I love the word camaraderie. I don't know why.
It's so fun when it roll off your tongue. Camaraderie.
Yeah.
My comrade. Now, I know that's associated with a lot of different people for different things, but camaraderie, we're going to rock with that. Shout out to Merriam-Webster. Yes, I shouted out the dictionary.
I hate you so much. No,
you don't. I also want you to know the word of the year, y'all, is gaslighting. Yes, it is. I didn't make that up. They announced it the other day. The 2022 word is gaslighting. I say that's fitting.
Well, all right.
Yes. You know, I love words. Oh my God. Okay.
You do. You're so funny, bro. All right.
Did you see Red Snow?
What?
Y'all can't see Jasmine's face. She looked at me saying,
oh, you mean the zombie joint?
No, not Dead Snow. Red Snow.
I did not. It was on my list and I did not make it. Did you see it?
I saw Red Snow. You already know why I saw Red Snow. First of all, for y'all who are like, Dead Snow, Red Snow. Yes and yes. Okay. I've seen them both. So yes and yes. And then Red Snow, now that you've gone to the Google to try to figure out what the fuck we talking about. Red Snow, 2021. Friend, I'm here to let you know you knew I was stopping play on this. It is a vampire film. We've already said, spoiler alert, you got the girl Olivia, because I'm not going to say too much because Jazz ain't seen it. But it's this writer. Her name is Olivia, person of color. She is alone in a cabin and she's writing. She's trying to get her book. She's out here trying to shop it around. She's sent it out to a couple different editors and she's, you know, getting a lot of rejection letters. So we can align with the story. It's out here. It's making sense. It's like, okay, cool. It's set in like a modern time and she's out there and she's writing about vampires and they is not popping with the story. It's not happening. And one night she finds like, I think like a bat like slaps into the cabin door, like window, which is not far-fetched because she's been perceived to be, so they're in Lake Tahoe, but somewhere kind of in the middle of nowhere-ish. So there's not many other people there. And in this situation, the bat slaps against the window and she later finds out it's actually a vampire. And we see where all that goes from there. Now, it's on Vudu for free, Plex and Prime for free. YouTube, they have dollars if you want to rent it. So I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping that the creators get those coins. Or that's not just YouTube getting to the shakoin. I don't know. The answer is probably yes. But it's labeled as a horror comedy. It's 1 hour and 20 minutes. I hate that it had commercials because, of course, it felt longer. But I didn't completely dislike it, especially what all Olivia does in the end. And I'm like, okay, I'm walking with this. I see where this is going. Yes.
Okay. I might watch that still then. Okay. All right.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
All right. Well, I watched Host with an S. Hosts.
Host.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm doing my best. The S's be beat my ass. Host.
That's all right. That's all right, baby. Sound it out.
2020 is on Shudder. So make sure you put the S on there. You're going to get the other Host 2020, and that's not the one you want. You don't want the internet Zoom movie. You want the holiday joint. And this, I was a good time. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I was like, I'm gonna just hit play on this real quick. And this is pretty much this couple. They're about to, you know, go to a Christmas dinner with like their neighbors or family that they know, right? And they, something happens to them before they make it to dinner. And then they bring that bullshit to dinner. That's it. That's all you need to know.
Not bringing the bullshit to dinner.
Yep. They brought the shit to the table right in front of their chicken salad, bitch. Yep, sure did. Disgusting.
I would have to take my plate and go.
Not you bringing the styrofoam. Like, it's got to go.
Girl, you know people started first, so you already know I'm making my to-go plate. As soon as I come to the house, I am that person, okay? Because y'all can talk shit all you want to every event. The first plate I'm making is my to-go plate.
I love when my cousins come in and they like, all right, bet. We about to put this shit in here right now. They don't, and it's those first, you let everybody get their plate first. You let all the, you know, the old people and the children get their plate, and then everybody will start getting their plate, and I'm making the to-go plate bet. Now, I am not usually doing that because I can barely get through the first plate, and I'll be like, bruh, I can't eat all these plates. I can't do it.
I'm just putting a little bit on that because I already know somebody probably rolled their eyes and like, oh my God, do you? Yes, I do. And also, the first step is to mind your business. Step number two, yeah, I'm doing it, bitch. I'm coming right to the function. I don't care who you are. If there is enough food for me to take home, and this is what you are encouraging the community to do, I'm going to go ahead and get that first. Because when I get home, y'all said, because y'all had to leave, eat through whatever everybody else picked through and whatever's left over. I actually have all of the items that were available all day. All the options.
And also, most of the time, people want, if they're making dinner for a lot of people, they want you to take the food.
Yes.
Because who the fuck wants to put all that shit away? No one. I love it when I can put everything in a big ass black trash bag and take it outside. That is nice. Oh, it's empty? Wonderful. Bag it and send it out. Versus now I gotta play Tetris in the fucking refrigerator to put all this shit away because you know you bought extra shit for the ingredients to make all the motherfucking shit. Now I hate putting shit away. Oh my God.
It's 1 to 3 a.m. and you trying to figure out why the fuck you still ain't done cleaning up the kitchen at the house because all these people that ate the fucking food.
Yes. And you got the fucking itis too and you pissed because everybody else got to take a little fucking night. Tired of shit. But you know you can't leave this out here. Your kitchen gonna smell like greens. Don't nobody have time.
Well, if you still staying, I'll be at my mama's house sometimes. Or I'll be at my people's house. And you know they be fussing jazz. You be there. We are not leaving until this is clean. Me, I'm in hell. So let me go ahead and get this together. I'm going to help you, help me, help us.
Yes. I start. That's why we the people at the party where people start funneling out. I start putting the cups away. Start wiping down the tables. Yes. Putting your chairs back.
Before we go, is there anything I can help you with? Can I go ahead and start cleaning this up over here? Can I do that? Yeah, because y'all not going to talk about me when I leave. And somebody go, ain't nobody help clean up nothing. No, yes, I did. I checked in with the host before I left.
Yes, and you told me no, but don't try to complain now because I offered to help. Usually help.
Ass.
Yep, and I usually bring something. So don't even be like that.
Oh my God. Don't even try to erase it again. I cannot like year-round drag racing, bitch. Zuzu.
It's cold outside. It's just
what
like
does
30,
that mean?
It's like 35 degrees. Why are y'all out here doing this?
It do not matter. It's a long strip of land, and y'all gonna hear this engine rev, baby. That's all I know. Vroom, vroom, ho. And I also feel this way. Speaking of engines revving and dinner plates, I'm gonna talk about a movie that we just talked about on our Patreon machine. And if you're like, girl, I just, you know, ooh, what is all that? We already did. Go ahead and pull up, baby. We talked about Blood Rage, which is also called Slasher, which is also called another film that I still can't remember the other name that it's called, but it's all good. Thanks for rocking with us. Told y'all, spoiler alert. But this is a movie, 1987. I'm so glad Jasmine put this movie in my life. About hour and 22 minutes. So if you haven't seen this, I think you need to go ahead and press play. If you're looking for chaos, if you're looking for camp, if you don't mind me being a little confused for 2 seconds because you're still rolling with the punches, go ahead and press play on this movie. If you're looking for some good kills and some bright red blood, no, this is not a giallo, but yes, this is a movie for you. Go ahead and hit play. We're following two kids, Terry and Todd. And Terry and Todd in the back of their mother car. And their mom's trying to be on a date at the drive-in theater. She had the pictures trying to get cute. And while she had to mind her business, her date, who is clearly not Terry and Todd's father, trying to get a little closer. She's like, my kids is it. But then she's still doing stuff. And Terry and Todd step off and they committing crimes, baby. It's going left.
They catch a body. How you lead a car and catch a body? In public!
There is a song where the man gently says, call me your body. Obviously, that. On the way home sometimes. I'm going to send you the whole song, but I'm so serious. The chopper go wall to wall.
Oh my God. What?
I'm crying this because I'm trying not to have a cough attack. But also when you said cast me your body, I'm losing. Y'all shouldn't be listening when I'm listening to Stay in School.
Not Stay in School. Okay. All right. Well, I watched, well, first of all, watch Host 2020 on Shudder, Host with an S. It's a good time. And Dead End 2003, that's on Tubi for free. I don't think I'd ever watched it. Or if I did, I forgot what happened. I remember the premise, but I don't remember what happened in the movie. It was a movie. It wasn't bad. It was fine. I think you should watch it once. I think I recommend that at least. It does have a very creepy premise where this family is going down here because, you know, the dad, it's so many movies where the dad got to take the fucking route and they got to drive and they got to do it. Cause I think, The Hills Have Eyes is another one of those where the dad is like, I gotta be going this way. We're doing this. Like, they gotta be in control. And they love to get off road, not admit they lost. And now we fucking lost. We've been on a stretch of road for so many miles and there's no off ramp road. The road fucking fucked up. It's haunted. And then, you know, we on a haunted road and we start losing people and we see how and why. And there's a mysterious car. This movie is a good time. Kind of. The premise is whatever, but I was into it though. Now the dialogue, 2003. Very it's homophobic.
I barely blinked. Y'all can't see my face, but I'm leaned all the way in like, yeah, okay, 2003?
Yeah.
A year I miss?
I'ma just let y'all know. It's rough, a little rough.
No, rough.
It is. No. But it's a holiday horror movie and it's not terrible. Okay. It's not super great either, but over the other things I skimmed through, I think this was a better movie than the other movies I watched. So I will give it that.
Okay. The lyrics, I fumbled through it, but it's Duke Deuce body. You know, Duke Deuce. Hey, hey. I love
Duke
Deuce.
That Duke Deuce? Oh, I'm definitely about to listen to that. Let me tell you something.
Take two if you ain't heard it yet.
Okay.
Chest's been percolating every night.
I don't know if I've listened to it all the way through yet. Renaissance still got me in a chokehold, bitch.
Understood.
Because everybody gonna do what it want to every day. Every day.
My chest, I'm under the face. I mean, okay.
I can't stop fucking. I can't stop dancing. Fuck it.
That lady can't leave us alone. I'm bitch. Okay.
Got me breakdancing down the stairs.
This is a reminder to get your Beyonce funds together. Get your Beyonce funds together.
You know, listen. Listen, coming. DEFCON 5, bitch.
She's coming. They raffled off tickets to a concert about a month or so ago. Just letting y'all know right now, they being at the Wearable Art Gala. That is what happened, baby. Just letting y'all know, side note. They're like, this is a horror podcast. And I said, we said Beyonce.
Okay.
The end. With that being said, a movie that's coming out this week that we wish we could see, because obviously we cannot. We didn't get the privilege to see it yet, but that's all right. We're living through everybody else, and we're going to wait our turn. Wait in line. Get in line, Effie. Wait your turn. You know it's time for me to watch Dreamgirls, girl. You know it's time. Violent Night, 2022 film, starring David Harbour. Apparently, it's 1 hour and 52 minutes, so that's me letting you know, Jazz. We're going to be sitting there for a little while. But I don't even care that the ratings are giving it less than a 7 right now. It do not matter. Yep, I just wrote that down. Apparently, it's already got a 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Excuse me, and a 65%. On Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm like, damn, bitch, it ain't even come out yet. Like, oh, okay. Hey, if you say it, I guess I'm still going to watch it. I'm really excited to formulate my own opinion. Also, man, fuck it. What else is we doing? Just being miserable every day because life is whooping our ass and we trying to keep our heads above water. Watch the movie, y'all. I think it's going to be a good time.
I'm going to check it out. I am definitely going to be there because I'm like, okay, I'm really excited about that. I got to check out Lake Alice, and that movie was actually pretty decent.
Yes. Really? Yes. Yeah, we were talking about it. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
Oh, yeah. It's worth the watch, guys. It's kind of, for the ending is fucked up, too. I'm like, damn, why y'all do that? But yeah, I recommend Lake Alice. I cannot remember where it's streaming, but, you know, I watched it for free. I will say that. I didn't pay money. So it's on one of those sites, you know, hop on the Just Watch. And
I'm screaming. It's on one of those sites.
I'll probably find out one of those in a second. But it was violent. I was like, girl, I like that. All right, Kathleen, that's enough out of you. I'm about to call. It's not so good. I'm sending you to the principal's office.
I welcome it, bitch, because I am often in there and not for bad stuff. I'm having a good time talking about work.
It's on Peacock.
Yes, I'm ready to check it out.
Okay, yeah. So you can check that out. I was like, this is a good find. All right, it was on one of those lists, but you know they be having the same movies on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a different.
You know what I want to see? I want to see somebody put together or see how many people have out there cohesive like deep cut horror holiday situations. Because I know that we, between these last couple episodes we put together, over, you know, this is like what? Home for the Holidays Part 3. So in addition to this and the other two and all the deep dives we did between regular movies and shorts and trying to find all the deep cuts and also reaching out to you guys. Shout out to y'all because, baby, what would I be without you? I ain't even about to start right now. I'm already there. But if you tell me Ja Rule is saying something crazy right now and I got to take my words, like I'm about to be saying, okay, Ja still good in my book. All right. So, nope, he not. Y'all, Jam's stressing me out right now. With that being said, where would I be without your recommendations? Y'all's recommendations are so helpful for us. Like, because not only just we, you know, there's more shit for us to just overall explore. We're finding new things. We're really excited. I want you to know because of the internet machine. And I saw it just randomly pop up. I checked out Black Friday 2021. Did you see that yet?
I had not. I was like, oh, I was. What did you gonna say about it? The only thing was, because as soon as you was like, what would I be without you? Funny story. Hi. In high school, my teacher, all right, she loves listening to these CDs. You know, we'd have burnt a CD. Yes, kids, burning a CD, not lighting it on fire, but you were taking songs from the computer where computers had disk drives. They don't really anymore, but you would put the songs from your computer onto the disk, and then you would put the disk in some kind of radio or some shit and listen to it. You know, y'all motherfuckers don't, they start not to have iPods no more. The shit is going, it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of fucking hand, guys. But yeah, you would be able to do all that. So she let us listen to some little music during the lunchtime. And I think I left the CD in there and left it on and we left the classroom. And she was like, I came in, y'all left that radio on. I came in and all I heard down the hall was, well, what'd I be without you? Embarrassing. Now imagine, what if one of my students did that? I'm coming down the hallway, all I hear is some NBA YoungBoy, some shit. And I'm just like, oh God.
I'm cracking up because every time you bring up his name, you always talk about how the kids is cutting up. And I'm always telling you, he got like 3 songs that's real good. But he always smoking them cigarettes with a
breath. He's smoking, bro, not the way he be so smoking scared. Them jacks. No thanks. He's not all right.
Sis, he be inhaling them jacks like it's a second breath of air. And I just like, I cannot. No shame for nobody that smokes cigarettes, but woo child, it's just... It throw me off. He got a couple good songs, though. He got a couple good songs. The members of the youth did good when they discovered him. He got a couple good songs.
All right.
I made myself sound real older than what I actually am. But Black Friday. Black Friday was a movie. 2021 film. It says it's a horror comedy. I have it up on another screen behind me. It's an hour and 24 minutes long. Directed by Casey Tebow. I apologize if it's just correct, but it's the E, all the things. But it's got, so I immediately press play on this because it has Devin Sawa in it. And we're just going to sit on there. That is exactly, honestly, the only reason why I press play. I mean, there's other people in it. You know, it's Michael Jai White. You know, it's a whole bunch of Bruce Campbell in this girl. It's a lot of people. Yes. Yes. I will let you know right now, there's some shaky sentences that are said. It's a couple of them, like, I was listening. I was like, did they just say what I thought they said? And then everybody just keeps skipping past it. There is also, we already said spoiler alert, a part that made me a little angry, okay? So whoever wrote the screenplay, I don't know. I see your name on the computer machine. I'm not going to say it out loud, but I'm looking right at you. I have some questions about why a Black character died for a white person. I have some questions about why they was playing as they lackey, high key, hokey, high key, the whole movie in the year of Beyonce, 2021. You got to stop playing in our face right now.
2021? I thought you were going to say this was an older movie. I thought...
No, bitch, this just came out. Bruce Campbell in there and Devin Silva got the same face on he had on the Chucky the other week.
I understand, but they're the same kind of people who've been in horror for a long time. So this could have been a movie that came out in the 90s. Odds. It could have been any year, the motherfuckers you said. I said, okay. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, this movie is, you know, it's probably one of those little, what's it call it? Oh, yeah. It's probably like old. It's fine. No, no, it's not. It's not old. Y'all did that last year.
Oh, it's a horror comedy. Oh, it's funny. Is it?
To who? What's the joke? What's the
punchline? Is it? I like the character by themselves, not dealing with that fuck shit. They had some really good lines. They had some funny quips. Like, I liked everything about their attitude, but I did not like what they had going on with the manager, Jonathan, who happened to be played by Bruce Campbell.
You know what? Bruce Campbell has been in some shaky movies because Bubba Hotep is shaky to me. He would be going up for that movie, and I'm like, okay, interesting. Well.
Yeah. How many Ks they got?
I'd say two. But you know what?
All right.
I'm going to keep it pushing.
Black Friday.
All right. I have not seen it, and I hear people talk about it. So
I mean, you know, they just covered it on a couple things on the internet that cover all the things, but you can watch it on Stars.
Okay.
I say y'all press play and let me know what y'all think.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We could try that.
Hey.
I'm with that. I saw Day of the Beast, and that's from like 1995. That year could be wrong. Don't quote me. But it was on Shudder. I watched it on Shudder. It's in a few other places, but it was on Shudder. And it's in Spanish, but it's a good time. This dude is trying to stop. He's not a dude. He's a priest, I believe. But he's a priest, and he's trying to stop the end of times, pretty much. But he got to do a lot of wild shit to stop the end of times. And it's like a horror comedy. It is some parts that are kind of funny. It's kind of funny. So I'm like, okay, I can see the horror comedy. I can see the horror comedy.
Okay. But, okay. You were right about the year, though.
Hey, wonderful. Because sometimes I'd be like, I think it's that year. But again, y'all, listen, the numbers start swirling around in my head.
I'm cracking up. Y'all can't see her face. She's staring back at me looking like that Tyrese meme. And I'm like, it's usually me. And I don't know what to do. I'm going to check it out because you seem pretty confident about it. This was not on my list, but I'm glad because now I found something new to put on my list. I am excited. I'm going to talk about a movie that you and I talked about briefly off mic. Also, I can't remember if we just talked about it on here because what is my brain? Also, spaghetti. La, 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 la. But Windchill. Yes. Windchill 2007. It's a supernatural horror film. It's about basically these two college students who are deciding to take a trip home for the holidays. They're trying to get to Delaware, or they think they're going to Delaware. And some old bullshit pops off. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's starring Emily Blunt. Yeah, yeah. But I'm crying because I'm looking at the screen in another window. Like, who all is, like, in the movie and stuff. And I'm still weak because I thought this way at the end of the movie. They really just named them girl, guy, other person. And I'm like, damn, did they really not say her name this whole time? I thought he did say her name. He didn't call her girl.
I think they did say her name, but I don't have extensive notes on the movie because it was a little boring. Sorry.
Damn, I'm crying.
I tried. I was in there like, wow, this movie is okay. But again, I am biased a little bit against ghost stories sometimes because it gives that spooky atmosphere, but then it doesn't deliver the scare for me. Yeah. Personally. So I'm like, okay, it was real dramatic in times. It had a lot of drama going on. Mm-hmm. The performances weren't too bad. It's not like a bad movie. It just was not as scary as I would have liked it to be. And if it's not going to be scary, I needed it to be a little bit juicier than that. And it wasn't. So, you know, you could watch it. You might like it. If you like really into ghost stories, you might enjoy that.
Yeah. And then also, I really feel like it, you know, I guess the situational horror was trying to gas it up too, because, you know, essentially the characters get stuck in, like, you know, they get stuck in snow off the side of the road, a ditch on top of being on this haunted ass highway. And, you know, some wild ass shit is happening. You know, ghosts always love to, you know, get things percolating, spice it up. They ain't got nothing else to do. They dead. They just out here having a time, baby. They just living. Whatever that looks like, they out here. And that's what's happening in these woods. And also, so you got the ghosts out here just doing stuff. You thinking that they humans and alive, but they just keep on ghosting it up. You are sitting in a frozen place. And the ghosts were doing some next level shit with their ghost activities too. Like, they got the characters feeling like they got out the car and they went and got free and all kinds of other stuff for the bitch to wake up and be back in the car. I said, okay, if we played up more stuff like this, if we made the ghost story just seem a little bit more, I don't know, haunting. I don't know how one does that because people are so talented. That is not my lane. So I believe in whoever could have did everything. Shout out to you. And I think if they fleshed out a little bit more, like, you know, because people being stuck in a tundra type situation, like, that scares people. Like, you know, we talk about that all the time. Like, people who are stuck on, like, chairs and, you know, what's that movie? Where they're stuck in the fucking Arctic and they doing all kinds of stuff because they're supposed to be skiing. Now they stuck on a ski lift.
What, Frozen?
Yeah, girl. I'm like, all right, cool.
Because I saw that theaters.
Yikes. That could fucking happen to you. Or the people, you know, would stuck in the middle of the ocean and there's fucking sharks at your feet. We done seen 50 million movies where it's like that. So, situations like this, like, okay, this is a realistic situation that could happen. I'm scared. But Jazz, I'm crying at you being bored because I was just like, I see why you were bored. I actually just tried to watch this movie to go to sleep, but I was like, damn, like, this movie could have been way better if this happened. Like, this could have took it from a 5 to a 7. Like, I see what you was doing, and I'm not going to blame it on the fact that it came out in 2007 because there were some movies that came out around that time that were shaky, but that were good, and I'm ready.
They ain't got to fight you. They ain't got to fight you because why? You're right. Why are you booing? You're right. Sorry.
My whole chest.
I'm right.
No, I gotta stop. I'm about to put myself to bed.
Okay. Well, a movie we did talk about more than briefly, I want everyone to watch, is The Lodge. I believe that came out 2020. That's a good movie.
Yes.
That is, I believe it's still on Hulu, but it's a really good
yes.
movie. Listen, let me tell you something. If you like slow burn cult films, this is a one. This is the one. This is the one.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jazz.
I was like, no, you just want to watch it. That's all I'll say. You need to, yeah. This is very creepy, had a good time. The drama is juicy. I'm like, ooh, I love it.
Girl, that's all I'm going to say. I was talking to Jazz, y'all, like, off mic, just reminiscing about this movie. And that's a sentence, right? Reminiscing about The Lodge. The movie is so bleak. And I was just like, this is a fucking film. This is what I'm talking about. Like, the drama, the horror, like, wow. If you have not seen The Lodge, we've talked about this before. I feel like we gave The Lodge its own episode.
Yes, we did. There's a whole GTS review on The Lodge.
Girl. Okay.
That movie is wild.
A film. I opened Hulu and it was right at the front. And I said, y'all already know what's going on. I'm definitely going to press play. That shit is crazy. It's got a lot of familiar faces in it. It escalates very quickly. I promise you, the first 10 to 15 minutes, you're going to be looking at the screen like, all right, so I hit play? You did. Keep going.
Child. Listen, watch The Lodge. Also, you can watch, you better watch out. That movie is, has another title. I forgot what it was. It was Safe Neighborhood, something like that. But whatever, I don't know. Might be wrong, but I know that it's called Better Watch Out. And that movie has the kid from The Visit in there, who's like the neighbor kid. And this kid is being babysat. And then there's an intruder. That's all I'm going to give you.
Okay. I feel like I've seen Better Watch Out.
I feel like you have. You've seen this movie.
Believe in me. Okay. That's so.
You've seen it.
I probably have. Y'all know I be sleeping.
Because I feel like we talked about it, not for an extended amount of time, but we was like, yeah, you was like, mm-hmm, well, maybe you have. Because sometimes I'd be like, yeah, you seen this movie? You'd be like, no, I have not seen this movie.
We're going to go ahead and press play one time, and I'll be like, I already just seen this about 10 minutes in. You know, I hate when I be calling. You'd be like, I saw this. I didn't even remember what happened.
Okay. It'll be like 45 minutes in.
Yes, I'm like, did I see?
Yes, you've seen this. I'm like, we watched this together. We did this. Nope.
I get MIB Mind Erased Weekly. I just be like, all right, bro. Boop, brain dump. I saw The Last Thanksgiving, which if you Google it, it's going to come up like a Modern Family episode. But this was not a Modern Family episode. I can't even tell you who the director is because I think the director information is for the Modern Family episode. But it's a movie on Tubi. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes long. It's going to be longer than that because Tubi. Like, I felt like the shit was on for almost 2 hours. Yes. But it is based, so the premise is it's a family of cannibals.
basically a family of cannibalistic pilgrims pull up on a restaurant that stays open for Thanksgiving. And I'm screaming because pilgrims, okay, what a sentence. Like, this is setting up like to make people feel like it's, well, maybe that's what you want to use to describe the folks because, you know, words mean things, blah, blah, blah. But also when I thought, read this and knowing what I saw, I felt like this was going to be a scenario like the movie Pilgrim or the show Pilgrim on the Into the Dark series. And it actually is not. I think the only thing that's kind of like very similar is the cannibalism. And, you know, that's going to send me to hell regardless. But yeah, girl, these people are pulled. They just casually just like eat motherfuckers. They be pulling up on them and they just be collecting them and they be eating them. Like, for like, they be eating them.
That is disgusting. But, you know, maybe that's just a running thread of pilgrims being cannibals, because clearly in the movie Pilgrim, watch that. That's on Hulu. I believe that came out 2019. Please check that out. That's a really one of the better installments of the Hulu Into the Dark series. Mm-hmm. Can't say it enough. Watch Pilgrim. Yes. But they be eating people.
Pilgrim. I mean, but you know, some of them people with them cultures and stuff, you know, them people, historically, the cannibalism is it. That's it's on paper, documentation. And unfortunately, you ain't got to go that far back. So when I believe what they are saying.
Well,
what the girls just say? Pull them up. Mm-hmm. Pull them up. A movie that I did not get a chance to see, but I'm interested in, regardless of how the rating might turn some folks off, because the rating is like a 5.7 out of 10. Silent Night, the 2021 film. My bad, y'all. If y'all ain't heard it, they zooming, baby. Woo-hoo. It was wrapped up. I'm sorry. I was like I was in the car, like, Silent Night 2021, an hour and 32 minutes. It's starring Keira Knightley. It's described as an apocalyptic, Christmas horror comedy. I'm like, that's a gaggle of words. So I'm interested. I don't want to know what happens in the film, because me reading just that was enough. That told me more than enough. Have you seen this film?
Girl, no, I have not seen that film. Oh. I thought you were about to say Silent Night 2012, and I was like, oh no, I seen that. Which, guys, that's a killer Santa movie. I recommend it. Don't look for it for like depth or anything, but it's a fun time. Silent Night 2012, and I think it's on Shudder right now.
It's on Shudder.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Pull up on it.
Yeah, it's on Shudder, but Silent Night 2021, maybe we should watch that and follow back up on it, because I want to know what's all going on. Who they all got, who all in here.
Yeah, if you've watched that, y'all, that girl, that's scary. Let us know if it's not the move or not. I mean, we probably still will check it out. But, you know, let us know what you thought. I watched Holiday Hell. I think that's on Prime. It's somewhere. It's a movie. It is a curiosity shop. This girl, she in here, she looking for a present for her sister. But the shop out to close. And guess who's the motherfucking shopkeeper? Jeffrey Combs, you guessed it, the goddamn reanimator, Herbert West, him motherfucking self. But he's old. Like, this movie is newer, so he's an old man. He's not Herbert West. But it ends up being an anthology about the stuff in the shop. It's low budget, but, you know.
This was on my list. So I'm like, okay.
It's low budget, but the ending kind of twist situation actually... I didn't see that coming, so I'll just take, I'll take that. It's worth at least one watch. I would say that. I think you should check that out. I was
this
like,
is
okay.
A good time.
Yeah. There's another movie that was a really good time, and I watched that jank today. And I think it's Australian. When the name comes to me, but I'm gonna explain it first because I have to get it off my chest.
It's okay.
These people were running around. Oh, it's called Stuffings. That one's on like Freevee, which is used with Prime as well. This YouTube couple, it was very low budget, y'all. So I just need y'all to know the acting's not great and stuff like that. But it looks like friends got together and they did a thing. But the premise is actually kind of dope. And I'm like, you know what? If they had about $2 million, this would have kind of slapped. All right, they had this town that got a tradition where something's going on. I don't want to reveal exactly what, but they sit there and they dress up not like regular Santa. You know how people have Santa decorations? They do, but their Santa decorations are like filled with coal and they look like almost like Santa scarecrows. They look creepy as a bitch, but it's more than one of them. It's a few of them. And I'm like, they look kind of creepy the way they are. I'm just like, a little extra budget and a little extra camera work would have really, and some sound effects, and, you know, had to, a real scene and had, like, really fleshed out the lore behind what these little Santa, it was like Santa drew a doodle Santa. Doodle. That's, like, how some of them be looking a little. Like, they got sheets on their head. They look real old with the faces drawn on. It looks.
Oh, my God.
It looks. I was like, wait a minute. This is low budget. But you know what? If this premise is done right, these motherfucking Santas is whooping people ass. And it's like a lottery system because they got to do something about sacrifice. So they is literally calling the numbers. And motherfuckers in the town is looking at their number like, please, don't let it be me. Don't let it be me. I'm like, hey, this is. Hold on, stuffings.
Okay.
Premise-wise.
Yeah. Like, this sounds interesting.
Premise-wise, you know what? Yes. But again, it just needed some money. It just needed some money and some decent actors. With, you know, I liked it. I'm real sad that, you know, the budget was the way it was because people are going to watch that movie and put it directly in the trash bin because they not going to see the vision. But I saw the vision.
Okay. Yeah, because when you started talking about people getting their numbers called just randomly as a community, I'm like, girl, is this Hunger Games? Like, what's going on? Like, bitch, they got you on the Summer Jam screen? Oh, no. I'm interested.
I also watched To All a Good Night on Shudder. It's like a, not generic, but it's kind of generic. Mm-hmm. Like, just a Christmas slasher. Like, it's a slasher. Okay. But it takes place at this girl's school, and it's like an all-girls school. But it's not a bunch of girls because it's Christmas break. So it's like 5-6 girls or something. And, you know, they sneak in boys in. Of course they are. But there's a slasher going around, and it just gives that feel. If you want to get a good old 80s slasher that has a little holiday spirit, this is the girl. This is the girl. I think she's fun just to throw on. Now, of course, it's an 80s slasher. So any problems that 80s slashers have, it has. But if that's what you're into, it's worth one.
Okay, that sounds like a good time. And I'm sure somebody's like, I'm just gonna write that down real quick. Did you get a chance to see Sick for Toys?
No.
Guess what? I did not either. It's a 2018 film. It came out on Tubi, or it's on Tubi. I'm gonna press play and I'm gonna report back because it looked interesting to me.
Okay. Have you seen Whoever Slew Auntie Ruth? I kept skipping over.
Oh, like what?
Yes. It's like a PG-13 or PG movie, I think. It's black and white. But it's black and white, though, I think.
Okay.
But I might be lying. I don't know.
Jasmine.
But I think it's a 70s movie.
Okay.
Hold on.
See, a 70s movie with a PG-13 rating?
Hold on. Let me stop lying to you and like...
Baby, that's rated R in 70s movies because the car got PG.
Hold on. This is 1971.
All right, never mind. I'm back in. What's this shit called again?
Whoever Slew Auntie Rue. Because you're like, oh yeah, the rating system was different then. So you are right. Yep, because it came out before Jaws. And she's streaming on like Amazon Prime, Epix,
Paramount Plus. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
6.160. Oh, yeah. I'm pressing play. Oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm back in the game, baby. Let's go.
Hey, not you said.
Somebody gave it a 1-star, girl. Fuck your rating. I'm out. Oh! Uh-uh, I'm in here.
You know what? I might watch it today because I keep going across it. And I have been meaning to put my hands on that movie. So that is a good time. Also, Await Further Instructions. Have you seen that?
No, I think this has been in my queue for a while, but I have not pressed play. Or if I have, I've probably seen bits and pieces of it. But I can't tell you what happened.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I'm just here. I did see I Trapped the Devil. It's a Christmas movie. It's kind of tense. I liked it. I recommend it. I also recommend Pooka 2018. And I did not get to see The Children.
I didn't get to see The Children either. I accidentally fell asleep. I embarrassed you. I'm sorry.
Girl, I went to sleep as well. So I'm not. I was like, I'm going to stay up and watch this movie. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to close my eyes. I didn't even play The Sims. I went close my eyes and went to bed. And, you know, I was upset about it. You saw the advent calendar, though, right?
I'm pretty sure I did. Because I think we talked about it before. One of us might have rolled over it. Or this might have been in a queue. But, like, between that and December and all those, I think I was just watching a bunch of, like, things that felt like anthologies / that things that were anthologies and everything blended together.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay.
Because, girl, you know you watch so many anthologies. I don't know about y'all listening, but if I watch too many anthologies back to back, I'm like, what movie did this happen in? Like, there's a lot happening.
Okay. Well, you guys can always watch the Silent Night, Deadly Night franchise. That's always a good time. I think all of them are kind of ridiculous, but they're all worth a watch pretty much. Please, yeah, check them out. If you like Killer Santa's Christmas Eve, yes, Christmas Evil, Silent Night 2012, you know, mm-hmm. those are all good Killer Santa movies. I think there's a few Killer Santa movies, like straight up.
That's a lot.
Tubi has an entire Christmas horror category. Now, I will say that out of the 25 to 49 movies, at least 15 of them are bottom of the barrel. Gonna say it right now. But they do have some options. And of course, you know, always Black Christmas, 1970 something. 77? I'm making up.
I believe it's either 77 or 78. I'm about to do the Google.
Ha 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 ha. Might be before that. I don't know. But that movie's 1974. Okay. Yep. You know, yeah. Black Christmas 1974. It's a good old time. Check that shit out. I think Black Christmas 2006 is a wild time. So you can check that shit out.
I'm crying. The movie, yes. They had a lot of feelings about it. That joint was a wild time. The newer ones, everybody had a lot of feelings about it. Y'all,
they took all the blood out. They just sucked the blood out of it. And I'm like, okay. All right.
Okay, a movie that I'm excited to see that obviously is not available to us right now is The Mean One. If y'all have not heard about that, I'm not going to say too much, but it essentially sounds like what it is. It is a horror Grinch situation. Apparently, it's like a slasher comedy that's coming out. And I'm pretty sure the Grinch is being played by David Howard Thornton. And if y'all don't know who David Howard Thornton is, I need you to stop what the fuck you're doing. And you need to get real fucking familiar. That's all I got to say at that. But yes, Jasmine. Y'all ain't see Jasmine. She said, yeah.
I remember this news. I was like, yeah, I've heard about this. Oh, yeah. He's going to be in that. I'm definitely going to be first in line to be watching that as well. Also, Krampus is a movie that you can enjoy as well. And a Christmas horror story. That's on Shudder, and that's an anthology, and that's pretty good. That was better than I expected. I think you put me onto that one. Mm-hmm. That's a good time, guys.
Good time. Was. Did you find any new shorts?
Pear is the only one I found. Pear on the Alter channel. So if you guys don't know about the Alter channel, please, if you like horror shorts, please go to the Alter channel. They just have endless horror shorts, just endless movies. Please. Check out Pear, P-A-R-E. It's like 9 minutes, has beautiful lighting, kind of. I don't want to even spoil it. Just check it out. It gives Christmas. It's Christmas. Okay.
Pear, not pate, but Pear?
Pear. Yeah, it's just Pear. Okay. Yeah. Yep. And okay. You'll see why. You'll see why.
Oh, okay. Shout out to the Alter Tapes. If y'all know what that is, y'all just need to go ahead and pull up. Shout out to all the 11,000 people on the Alter Tapes.
Yes. Shout out to all the Alter Tape hosts. Gang, gang. We're in here.
Shout out to Alter. That channel is so great. Worth every YouTube subscription. Yes.
And shout out to the Anatomy of a Scream network. You know what?
Yes.
Yeah. But yes, what are y'all favorite holiday horror movies? Okay. I know y'all got some. I know y'all probably watch Gremlins. Is there one jank you'd watch every Christmas? Mine is Silent Night, Deadly Night. I need to hear the warm side of the door.
I'm so weak. Also, if Christmas is not your bag and you celebrate all the any other holiday or anything we did not mention, or if you just like, girl, I'm just motherfucking here, let us know. Like, we want to know. We want to know what all you into. And especially if you have any new suggestions. Like, we love holiday horror. Like, it's a fun time.
Yes, it is. And I love holiday specific stuff. Please bring on the shenanigans. Okay? Yes. Okay. But yeah, let us know. You can find us at Girl That's Scary on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out our website, www.girlthatscary.com. You can also pull up on our Patreon, where we have polls, bonus episodes, early releases, all that kind of shenanigans, and a Discord. So you can pull up on www.patreon.com/girlthatscary. You can also email us professionally at grltspod@gmail.com. So, you know, pull up on us. Let us know what you think. And send us your Christmas recommendations or holiday recommendations. All the holidays. every single one. Easter, Valentine's Day. I try and blanking. I can't think of no more.
That's
holidays.
All right, girl. That's all right. It's too many of them. There's a new holiday
know.
Every day.
Memorial Day. I don't know.
They got a Siblings Day, baby. I don't even know.
Ooh. Yeah, you can make a holiday whore out of anything.
You can.
They have like left handed
day.
Yeah. 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 What if the donuts rise and start whooping people ass on donut day?
Teacher Appreciation Week. Come on, back to school horror. Let's go. Okay?
Oh, you know we love back to school horror. Okay.
Cracking up.
All right. Well, until next time, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.